There goes the full-time whistle blown by Ryan Walsh. So it's finished then, Maureen. All square in the end. Sean McCool's 2:15. Glenn Swilly, one goal and 18. And as you rightly pointed out at half-time, and you were urging people to be careful here, because McCool's had built up that lead at the break by at 9 points, 2-9 to 6 points. But because of the 2 points, and because of the fact that Glenn Swilly were going to have the wee bit of a breeze advantage in the second half, it was all to play for in the second half.
Absolutely. From a Glenn Swilly point of view, I felt it was all to play for. I would have awarded the first half to McCool's for sure, but I certainly would give the second half performance there, bar the maybe the first 5 minutes of the game, to Glenn Swilly. They worked really, really hard, extremely hard today out there. I mean, Kevin Marley with them two pointers really were the turning point in the game for them. Gary McFadden come into in the second half, you know, even Keelan Kelly all the way out of goals with that point. They chipped away at the lead. Perhaps they made a few early mistakes in the second half, you know, by going for those goals and stuff, and maybe shots fire out. Like, I felt they'll go back and readdress those mistakes that they made. But look, again, we've seen it this week again. McCool's with a very good lead in the going into the second half, and let that lead slip away. So, I mean, Gary Wilson and his team will have a lot of questions to answer now, going back in to go into next week's round three game as well. Like, that's a serious lead to let slip. Glenn Swilly, fair play to them, you know, without the president Michael Murphy out there, and Jack Galler, a phenomenal half of football. Gary McFadden, as I said, come into it very, very well there. Their substitutes, Liam McGinley, Mark Boner as well. Just a really, really good display, a more familiar display from Glenn Swilly in the second half, Dermot, I feel.
Okay, well, Maureen, the other big talking point, or perhaps one of the big moments in that second half, was that brilliant save from Keelan Kelly, which came on around about 50 minutes. Now, this was a situation where Jamie Keegan was in on goal, went for goal. Keelan Kelly dived to his right and pammed the ball up and over the crossbar. That put McCool's into a 2:15 to 1:11 lead, so they were 7 points up with 10 minutes of normal time to go. And after that, they failed to score. That's what they ended with, 2:15. And in contrast, Gary McFadden kicked a two-pointer for Glenn Swilly. Keelan Kelly came up and kicked that point. Donald Gallagher with a point. Reid Kelly with a point. And that late two-pointer from Mark Boner. So, there were five scores in succession without reply from Glenn Swilly. Two of those five were two-pointers. And in the end, that helped them get out of here with a draw.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's what I talked about. Like, McCool's We'll definitely go back to the drawing board this week, having said that's 2 weeks in a row that we have failed to capitalise on a lead, 9 point lead today, and what, almost a 7-9 point lead last weekend as well. And they let both St Michael's into it last week, they let Glenn Swilly into it this week. They failed to score for long periods of the second half. They couldn't, but maybe their marksmen, the likes of Keegan and Oisin Gallan, had a second half. He was quiet in the second half. But look, definitely you can say that it was a different Glenn Swilly team that we've seen out here in the second half. Sure, they plugged away early on, had a few mishaps maybe at the beginning of the second half, but look, fair play to Glenn Swilly. But that's the experience of Glenn Swilly, you know. As I said, they've met McCool's in the championship to date, they've overcome them so many times before, and again, there you have it, a fantastic display, second half display for Glenn Swilly. They'll be happy enough, to be honest with you, Dermot, to just take the spoils.
Okay.
The draw.
It's been a fantastic game, a wonderful second half, a wonderful comeback. Thanks to Maureen O'Donnell for her assistance here today on co-commentary. Glenn Swilly against McCool, serving up a brilliant game. Nadunav have won down in Townie against Kilcar. Kieran will give you all the results and latest scores from the other action. We'll be going to the Burn Road as well for Termin against Four Masters from the GA Centre here in Convoy. It's finished. Sean McCool's 2 goals and 15. Glenn Swilly 1 goal and 18. A draw.